Welcome to the Technology Lab, presented by CPA Practice Advisor, with your hosts, Randy Johnston and Brian Tankersley.
I'm Randy Johnston, along with Brian Tankersley. Brian, would you like to introduce yourself?
Sure. My name is Brian Tankersley. I've been in the profession since the early 90s, have been doing accounting technology since the late 90s on a professional basis. I've written a few hundred product reviews, and I've spoken in 48 states talking about accounting technology to CPAs.
And I am from Hutchinson, Kansas. I am so pleased to spend time with you today. I have been on the top 100 list since 2004, the top 25 list since 2011. I love to spend time in technology and with my family as well. I'm fortunate enough to have founded Network Management Group, which is a managed service provider, providing services from Boston to Honolulu. And my K2 business is how I met Brian, and it is how we've probably met many of you, producing CPE and PD in the US and Canada. We're so pleased to spend time with you on today's Technology Lab. G'day, welcome to the Technology Lab. I'm your host, Randy Johnston, with co-host Brian Tankersley. Today, though, you're in the presence of greatness because Brian is the guy who coined the word digital plumbing. And we're going to talk about the digital plumbing tool, Zapier. And it turns out that this particular tool, I think I recommend many times a week. It wouldn't be surprising if I didn't use that word 3, 4, 5 times a day in the right settings. In fact, I've already used it at least in 3 different calls so far today when we're recording this podcast. That just tells you how often it is. Now, the tool, the product, currently has 5,000 plus applications integrated. And the integrations and workflows and things that they're doing are very, very interesting, as it turns out. But I think, Brian, I knew I was going to surprise you with that setup, but I didn't want to throw you off too much. But just what would you like our listeners to know about Zapier?
Just going back to the 50,000 foot view here, the promise of the cloud has always been that you would have data that would flow seamlessly in between applications. Okay? And we all know that data flowing seamlessly in between applications is like world peace. It's you know, something that we will pine for, like Don Quixote in Man of La Mancha. It's a Quixotic dream. You know, we hope for world peace. We hope for seamless integration, but it's probably not going to happen. Probably not going to happen in a lot of situations. So what's happened is we have these third parties like Zapier. Zapier and Zapier, it's a word like GIF and JIF. People disagree on how it's supposed to be pronounced, but we disagree agreeably. What it does is it really sets up as a tool and a platform where you can have these event-triggered things. Then basically whenever something occurs, like you get a new lead in Facebook or somebody interacts with you in your social media or something like that, then you can actually kick it into a lead in your CRM system. And then once you finally get an order for them and they accept a deal, then you can actually go in and add them as a customer in the accounting software, for example. So the idea here is that we've heard about the promise of automation for as long as technology has been around, as long as computers have been around. Everybody said, oh, well, we need to have the technology. Well, the problem here really is that we need to use the technology. And the problem we run into a lot of times is that we need to have a way to get data out of application one into application two. And Zapier really has 5,000 different applications that it works with. The technical term for what we call digital plumbing is integration platform as a service, or IPaaS, okay? And digital plumbing really describes itself. I mean, you're really just connecting the data from one output to another input. And so it really facilitates this data interchange that we're talking about. And so it's a separate subscription from your CRM and accounting software. But what it really does is it allows you to have certain automation going on so that, you know, again, you get notified and that events happen without you having to go in and key them in 3, 4, 5 times.
Yeah. So now, all of that said, there's about 30-ish competitors that are out here that do this connections between platforms. And, you know, this particular platform has taken off fairly radically at the lower end of the market. because of the connections to QuickBooks Online and Xero and a number of the other very popular platforms that we have dealt with in accounting. And it turns out there's a little bit of a workflow element that is inside this platform, and they've been building out more workflow-centric capabilities. Now, notice Randy did not say this platform, Zapier, can solve your workflow problem, but they do have some automated workflows. Now, another phrase from another colleague that I've co-opted through the years, if an accountant is keying data, you've got a broken process. And what these connections, these digital plumbing tools do is they keep you from taking data from one platform and keying it in another platform. Big vendors have bought competitors. Intuit certainly bought a competitor, and there's many well thought of alternate competitors out there. We'll talk about products like Boomi or CData or, you know, OneSaaS or any of these other types of platforms in another session. We're going to focus most of our attention around this platform, though. And, you know, when you look at the product in here, there's several concerns that you might have. One of those is how secure is the information even as you make the connections. And, you know, as we're recording this particular podcast, the passwordless environments are just starting to kick in. iOS 16 has just been updated for a passwordless environment, and Azure is getting there and so forth. But, you know, this particular vendor has a SOC 2 and SOC 3 report available. So that tells you that they've had a little bit of outsiders looking at their connections. And we believe that passing credentials from one platform to another securely with a token is actually a pretty safe way of communicating. So just recognize that the connections are coded by vendors to get into this marketplace, if you will. And fundamentally, what you're doing is you're trying to purchase access from one place to another. You know, Brian, I know there's other features from a security perspective you might call out.
What this tool really does is it gives you quite a few different controls that you can set up related to getting these workflows done and getting everything go through. It's really a low code, no code platform. And that's the thing that I would really emphasize in here. So although there are things you can do if you're a coder that are beyond the basic stuff, a lot of the things you can do with Zapier are truly drag and drop, you know, similar to what you can do with Power Automate and again, many of the other competitors out there. But it gives you a way basically to set this stuff up so that the workflow again happens in the background. They keep system and event security logs. Again, they're hosted on AWS. They also have a bug bounty program. They have Zapier has a lot of things going on in the background, and they're good enough and big enough that you and I, Randy, have actually talked to some software vendors who are starting up with their integrations with other things. And they've said, okay, starting out, our initial foray is going to be to make ourselves available to Zapier. And then if people want to connect through Zapier, they can. And then if there are a whole lot of people that decide they want to use a particular platform, we'll consider doing our own integration with it. But again, the idea here is that they're just dropping off at the back door saying, okay, come get it, Zapier. They can set it up that way.
So what type of applications do they connect to with 5,000 plus? Well, their most popular include Google Drive, Twitter, HubSpot, Facebook, Lead Ads, and others like Trello or Calendly that Brian and I both use and have covered in another technology lab. But also, Salesforce and Asana. And notice so far I haven't named an accounting software platform. Shopify and ClickUp and Instagram and Microsoft Excel and WooCommerce, and there's more and more. But the bottom line here is most of the products that you think you might like to use are probably going to be in here. So, you know, when you look at the various application environments, there's an Amazon group, a Facebook group, a Google group, a Microsoft group, a WordPress group, a Zapier group itself, and a Zoho group, which again, we've talked about Zoho in other technology labs. But you can also use this then to connect to these various platforms, to one to another.
Yeah, and it's important to understand as we're talking about these 5,000 applications, just because they connect to 5,000 applications doesn't mean that there are pre-built connections between, let's say, HubSpot and, NetSuite or Calendly or something like that, okay? So just because the 5,000 exists in there doesn't mean that there is a matrix where all of these connect in the same way to different places. And it also doesn't mean that the data is going to come over in a format that you're excited about. Okay, yeah. So the data may come over in a slightly different format. You know, you might have things set up with people's names in your accounting software as Tankersley, Brian instead of Brian Tankersley or some other kind of thing like that. So it may not come over exactly the way you want, but again, it gives you a resource so that you can do those things, and you can do those things without having to pay tens of thousands of dollars in programming costs.
Yeah, so Brian, I was going to take the long and short on you naming an integration that existed or didn't exist, because I could see you were saying, well, gosh, does that one exist or not? But now, to get a couple of more clarity points, in the accounting world, the accounting apps included, just to name a few and not trying to name them all, QuickBooks Online and Xero, both of those are premium connections. Now, we'll talk about pricing in a minute, but Salesforce, for example, is another premium connection. But other platforms like Wave or FreshBooks or Zoho Books are all in the platform as well. And in fact, they list 136 accounting apps as being among their most popular. And again, they stretch some of those pretty far out, but you get the idea. There's quite a number of them that are out there. But, you know, as an example, I think one of their marketing techniques is fascinating. Not yet supported is MYOB. Now, we don't see a lot of MYOB in our marketplace here, but I think that's a pretty interesting technique. Well, Brian, just thinking about our time here with our attendees today, I know there's other things we should be talking about, but pricing probably comes up now as being appropriate, because one of the things we like about platforms that are trying to get you to adopt them is their freemium model. And in this case, this platform has a freemium model. $0 free forever is the way they promote it, but it is 100 tasks. And the tasks, by the way, the terminology here is pretty interesting, because in the free plan, they include 5 zaps with a 15-minute update time, or lag time, if you want to think of it that way. So now it turns out the vendor has at least 5 different programs that you can buy into. And the key differences I see it is how many connections you can make and how frequently they're updated. So Brian, what would you like to talk to about on these pricing items?
Well, when we look at this, you know, 100 tasks a month sounds like a lot. And my little digital plumbing tool I have that goes and gets the weather at 5:30 in the morning and sends a text message to 3 members of my family every day. You know, if you multiply the 3 people that get it a day times the 30 days a month, you're at almost 100 there. So free's there. You know, I would look at the free as a way to do a proof of concept or just kind of try it out. The starter is where most people are going to start. It's at $20 a month if you pay annually, or $29.99 if you pay on a month-to-month basis. There's a plan that costs twice as much if you need 1,500 tasks a month. For 2,000 tasks a month, you're at $49 a month annually, or $73.50 if you do go month to month. After that is a team plan that's 50,000 tasks a month, that $400 US, and then $7.99 is for 100,000 tasks per month. When we look at these, remember that, I mean, when they talk about the number of zaps, the free plan offers 5, the starter plan offers 20, and it's 20 different zaps. Of course, a zap is an integration from one app to another. And so if we think about these, if you think about 20 zaps, you know, that's a healthy number of connections. It'll meet the needs of a lot of accountants in here. However, I think you're going to probably want to go over to the professional plan at $49 a month. That just feels like kind of where a lot of folks are going to camp out. But I would encourage you to try out the free plan and see if you can make it work for you. You know, again, and don't hesitate to get a consultant in this, because this is something where a consultant in a short consultant that's used to doing this in a very short period of time can get a lot done for you at a relatively reasonable cost.
Yeah. And as you were talking about where to go, again, five levels of plan, professionals right in the middle. And the two key things that I think make people move from the starter plan, which is probably sufficient for a lot of accounting firms, to the professional plan is the update period, which goes from 15 minutes down to 2 minutes, and going from 3 premium apps to an unlimited number of premium app connections. And let's face it, for our accountants, QuickBooks Online and Xero is a premium app. So, you know, if you're doing QuickBooks Online, you've already got one of your premium apps. If you've got another, you know, app that is a premium app, you're going to wind up having to go to the more advanced platform solutions here. So, Brian, I'm thinking that this might be a good time to ask you if there's other key items that you think our listeners need to know about Zapier.
Well,
I translated it to your local speak now.
Yeah, and so and the thing about them is that there are single step apps and multi step apps. There are you can go in and reorder things. There is a no code editor, so you don't have to be able to write code to do this. This is similar to, you know, we've talked about other tools with drag and drop workflow in the past. Corpay One, where you can do kind of an approval workflow on a drag and drop basis. But again, when we look at Zapier, it's really designed for you to go in and let you drag these steps together and say, okay, when this happens, then this happens, then this happens. Again, it works with all kinds of webhooks and filters. And again, you can go in and with the higher end plans, you can even export your Zaps and then import them into another account. There are all kinds of things associated with this. You know, the thing I would suggest to you here is that this is one of those tools like a expandable crescent wrench or a pair of channel lock pliers or something, or a screwdriver. This is one of those basic tools that you probably need to have as you get farther and farther into software as a service and into web-based applications, because this lets you take those web-based applications and run them more like an enterprise architecture, like a Fortune 500 company would. They would run everything in SAP, of course, but you could have your CRM in Zoho, and then you could have your accounting in QuickBooks Online. And again, you can integrate those things together very seamlessly. It really gives you the tools to solve this problem yourself without having to go out and, you know, because I mean, the thing I worry about if I went out and got custom integration done between two applications is what am I going to do when it breaks? Okay, when it breaks at 4:30 on a Friday afternoon, and I have people whose paychecks need to be in their bank accounts on Monday morning, how am I going to handle it? And the beautiful part of this is that this is an application that literally millions of people are using to solve different kinds of problems. It really is recognized as the leader in this digital plumbing or integration platform as a service space.
And there you've heard it from the expert. So, Brian, thanks for your time on this one today. Again, I know you were an early, early adopter on this platform back when they only had a very few Zaps, if you will. You know, in this particular case, we know that there are benefits that you can get from these type of platforms. We'll talk to you about this type of technology and many more in a future technology lab. All the best to you. Good day.
Thank you for sharing your time with us. We'll be back next week with a new edition of the Technology Lab, brought to you by CPA Practice Advisor.